You're listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast, where we focus on the Bible and invite you to test what is taught in light of what the Scriptures teach.
Welcome to Season 11, Episode 2 of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soker. In this season, we're focusing on lessons from the book of Proverbs, and in today's episode, we're talking about the timeless nature of wisdom. Let's get started. The passage we're going to be looking at in our episode today is Proverbs chapter 8, verses 22 through 36. And when we look at this passage, what we want to remember is that wisdom is timeless. Wisdom existed before, during, and after the creation. And the wise man explains in this passage why this is important. So in Proverbs chapter 8, verse 22, as we begin there, it says, "The Lord possessed me at the beginning of his way before his works of old." Here, wisdom is the one who is speaking. Wisdom is saying that the Lord possessed me at the beginning of his way. This wisdom that we're talking about is not worldly wisdom. Man did not exist before the world began. God existed before the world began. So this is his wisdom that we're talking about. So the wisdom that we are to pursue, the wisdom that is from God, is older than the world itself. It belongs to God and not to man. So we need to look to God to know what he has revealed in order to acquire wisdom. Now, verse 23, "From everlasting I was established, from the beginning, from the earliest times of the earth." So there are three periods of time that are mentioned in this verse. First, there is the time before creation, from everlasting. Second, there is the time of the creation, from the beginning. And then finally, there's the time in which man has inhabited the earth, from the earliest times, which has been since the sixth day of the creation week, right before God completed his work and rested on the seventh day. So this means that this wisdom that existed before the creation, during the very beginning of the creation, before man was even made, this wisdom, this divine wisdom, predates any human society or culture. Man, a lot of times, will take pride in how the culture in which he is a part, the culture that he has grown up in, has grown and progressed throughout generations, gaining collective wisdom along the way. Well, there's going to come a generation after us. It's going to look back at our generation and say, well, look at how much smarter we are. Look at how much better off we are. Look at how much wiser we are. But this wisdom is worldly wisdom. Godly wisdom came before all of this. So it is independent of human reasoning. So whatever we may consider as common sense or some enlightened realization by some particular society, even our society, that's not necessarily true. It's not necessarily wise. It's not necessarily right. True wisdom existed before the creation, during the creation, and from the beginning of man. And so as we go on in this passage, Solomon will expand on these time periods. So in verses 24 and 25, "When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no springs abounding with water. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills, I was brought forth." Before the beginning, before the time when God created the heavens and the earth, Genesis 1:1 says, God brought forth wisdom. This wisdom that appeals to us to listen, as it's going to say in verse 32, this wisdom is older than time. So if it's older than time, if this wisdom predates time, we should not expect this wisdom to change with time. It's independent of that. So then in verses 27 through 29, "When he established the heavens, I was there. When he inscribed the circle on the face of the deep, when he made firm the skies above, when the springs of the deep became fixed, when he set for the sea its boundary so that the water could not transgress his command, when he marked out the foundation of the earth." All of these things are talking about God's creation, when he made the world. Wisdom existed with God prior to creation, and then it was used by God in creating the heavens and the earth. So these verses are describing the work of creation. and all that was created and continues to be sustained by his providence is a testament to the wisdom of God. So we have wisdom that existed before creation. We have wisdom that is on display in the creation. And then in verses 30 and 31, "Then I was beside him as a master workman, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in the world, his earth, and having my delight in the sons of men." We see in these verses, wisdom is closely connected to God's work in creation. Wisdom was beside him. It was with him daily. It was always before him. What this suggests to us is that if we are going to possess true wisdom, we have to acknowledge God as the creator. If we reject him as the creator, what we are doing also is rejecting the wisdom that existed beside him as a master workman. And at the end, what we see here is that wisdom's delight is with the sons of men. This wisdom is for our benefit. The creation and God's providence that sustains his creation, which are grounded in his wisdom, those are for our good. And in the same way, the divine message of wisdom that is revealed to us in his word that has come from above is also for our good. And so as we look through the book of Proverbs, what we see here are the many ways that wisdom benefits those who follow it. God's wisdom, God's laws, God's instructions for us are not given as a burden to us. They're given as a help to us. So this is the wisdom's delight is in the sons of men. It's with God, daily with him, but its delight is in the sons of men. It is there for our benefit, for our good. And then in verses 32 and 33, "Now therefore, O sons, listen to me, for blessed are they who keep my ways. Heed instruction and be wise and do not neglect it." Wisdom is inviting all to listen, to heed, and become wise. It's similar to what we talked about in the previous episode, how wisdom is shouting in the street. Wisdom is calling to the sons of men to listen and heed her instruction and be wise and to not neglect it. Following the instruction that comes from the Word of God, following this path of wisdom, must invariably lead to obedience. If we keep the ways of wisdom, if we keep the ways that are talked about here, it says we will be blessed. On the other hand, if we neglect the ways of wisdom, then not only can we not expect the blessings that come from following wisdom, but we can also expect the negative consequences that come from rejecting wisdom. So not only are we to gain wisdom, but we must regularly be reminded of the things that we have been taught, so that as the Hebrew writer talked about not drifting away from it in Hebrews 2 and verse 1, we don't need to drift away from this wisdom. Listen, as wisdom says in verse 32, listen to me, and then in verse 33, do not neglect it. Do not neglect this message of wisdom. In verses 34 and 35, "Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at my doorposts, for he who finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord." To be blessed, we must listen to the words of wisdom. Also, more than that, not only do we listen to the words of wisdom, but we need to exhibit patience and a willingness to wait daily upon wisdom instructions. Notice the patience here that is talked about. Watching daily at my gates, waiting at my doorposts. Wisdom is not going to be obtained overnight. Even if we recognize the importance of wisdom, where it comes from, how we are to get it, we're not going to gain wisdom overnight. So we have to diligently study so we have the teachings of God firmly planted in our minds. And if we will do this and follow after wisdom, we will grow in it and we will find favor with the Lord. We will find life and favor from the Lord. Verse 35. Then the last verse there in verse 36. "But he who sins against me injures himself. All those who hate me love death." There are certainly benefits to following wisdom, but there are negative consequences also for rejecting it. If we forsake the wisdom that comes from above, we're only harming ourselves. He who sins against me, wisdom says, injures himself. It's not that we're insulting wisdom. It's that we're hurting ourselves. All those who hate me, all those who hate this wisdom from God, well, what is it that they love instead? Well, in reality, what they're doing, since wisdom leads to life, God's ways lead to life, if they reject that, if they hate that, then what they're doing is loving death. So we see wisdom here being talked about in these verses in Proverbs 8, 22 through 36. This wisdom is not worldly wisdom. This is not the wisdom of man. This is wisdom that is from God. And because it's from God, because it existed with God from before the creation, it is timeless. It is not going to change. We don't need to adjust it. We don't need to adapt it. We don't need to alter it or add to it. We need to take what God has revealed to us and simply follow what he has said. And if we will do that, there'll be blessings that will follow. And if we don't do that, then that's the path that leads to death. We have to choose to follow wisdom rather than the wisdom that comes from God, rather than following the wisdom of the world.
Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you have any questions or comments, please visit plainbibleteaching.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching weekly newsletter. This free newsletter contains articles, audio, sermon outlines, current events, and more. Also, if you found this episode to be helpful, please share it with others.
If you found this lesson to be helpful, you may want to check out the book, My Son, Hear My Words, Notes on Proverbs. This is not a traditional commentary like you may be familiar with. It's more of a topical commentary that I wrote on the book of Proverbs. It arranges the book by themes and discusses it that way. There's a link in the show notes to this episode along with a coupon code so you can get a deal on that. Also, just this past week, I released a new book, Great Days in History. And this is a product of a series of articles that I posted on Plain Bible Teaching back in March and April. This study focuses on 8 days in history as a way to outline the scheme of redemption. So there's also a link to that if you want to check out that book. The material itself is available on the website for free, so you're welcome to check that out. But if you're interested in having it in paperback, that's also available. Next week, we'll be talking about how blessed is the man who finds wisdom. Until then, I hope you have a great week.